from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a South Toms River man is now charged with the death of his wife. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says 30-year-old Cheyenne Juarez was found unconscious with blood on her face and a belt wrapped around her neck in her home on Hummel Drive Saturday night. Her husband, 38-year-old Gustavo Juarez Perez, now charged with the murder. He is in the Ocean County Jail pending a detention hearing. If you've ever tried to reach customer support to report fraudulent activity on your Facebook page, you know how frustrating it can be. A bill working its way through Trenton aims to address that by requiring that social media companies provide a toll-free telephone number for those looking to report fraudulent activity. Assemblyman John Azzaretti agrees that more needs to be done to fight fraudulent activity, but he thinks this measure is overstepping.
It's an imposition on a private business that I believe the state has no right to make. I also believe that it's going to increase lawsuits, and it's going to be not necessarily have the intended effect.
The bill passed the full assembly in late February, but it's seen little action from the state Senate. A 17-year-old boy is dead after collapsing while playing basketball at a Newark YMCA Saturday afternoon. Firefighters responding to a call on Mayor Kenneth Gibson Boulevard just before 3 p.m. found the unresponsive teen on the second floor, according to Newark's public safety director. He was taken to a hospital and died due to a cardiac event, NJ.com reports. And equivalent to a half year spent learning about financial literacy is a graduation requirement for New Jersey high school students. Bankrate analyst Alex Gailey says a recent survey of theirs concluded that people who learned about money early in life benefited as adults.
What we found in our survey is that 66% of Americans who grew up with that strong financial education have successfully negotiated pay raises during their careers, compared to 39% of Americans who had little to no exposure to financial education growing up.
Gailey adds it's never too late to learn about or brush up on how to manage money. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We've got sunshine and dry weather and rapidly warming temperatures. One of the warmest stretches of the year so far here, 60 to 65. This afternoon, you might even be able to ditch the jacket for a few hours. But once sunset comes along around 7 p.m., you'll want a jacket or sweater again. Clearing cool tonight, lows around 40. We'll do it again one more time tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, even warmer into the mid-60s, but cooling down to the 50s on Wednesday. New Jersey weather made possible by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online at closetfactory.com.
Right now, 41 degrees in Phillipsburg. In Princeton, it's 41. Cherry Hill, 45. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.